New to CFM for 2018.
Get up with Gordy and Ash Pollard.
All right, 6:04 for your Tuesday.
We're back at it again.
We are, mate, and we need to jump on air right now and say, I'll be honest, I couldn't stay up until 11 o'clock last night to watch it, but I've been watching all the action this morning.
Mm-hmm.
Matty Graham from Narara picks up the silver medal.
Hoorah!
What
an absolute champ.
Men's moguls. And some audio from it last night. Take a listen.
That is a clean run. Fantastic. Look at the reaction from the Australian and the Aussie crowd. It's Kingsbury's gold medal, and Matt Graham of Australia has taken silver in the men's moguls.
Matty Graham.
Congrats, Woo! Mate.
I've been saying it for years. Matty Graham is the one.
You've never met this guy. You only heard about him yesterday.
I've been saying for a very long time, Matty Graham's the man.
Probably you and the rest of the Central Coast now are going to be saying this.
I love Matty Graham.
He's a local.
He's great. And you know what?
What?
There's a picture of him on our Facebook page and a lot of comments coming through. And we're going to do a comparison here. He looks like a young Bear Grylls.
He does. I've seen it.
And I have not seen a doppelganger like this in a long time. He is young Bear Grylls.
How old is he?
I think even Bear Grylls would say, yep, that's a picture of me when I was younger. But it's not, mate. It's Matty Graham from Narara. Get an age on Matt Graham. I'd have to, he's 23. He's 23 and he's killing it in Pyeongchang.
What a champion.
Don't know if he's got a girlfriend or not, but he'd be killing it in the village.
Have you ever tried moguls before?
Are you serious? Have you seen that thing? They fly down a hill.
No, but just...
Bump, bump, bump,
yes.
Jump, ramp. No, I've never tried it.
No, not at that stage. Like, oh my God,
I've only ever seen snow once in my life.
Oh, right. Yeah. I've tried moguls and I'm telling you right now, it is hard.
It's as tough as it looks.
It is tougher.
I just wonder where he trains at Narara. I mean, obviously he goes and spends time in the snow, but how did you get good growing up on the coast?
Oh, no idea.
And to become the second best in the world.
If anybody knows, 13, 12, 16.
We would love to hear from you. And we're going to get him on the show. We're working on getting Matty Graham on. If you know him, you want to make claim to him now, you know, oh, I've been mates with him forever and I've always supported Matty Graham. We'd love to hear from you, 13, 12, 16. Hey, Peking Duck on the show a little bit later. Tickets to Mountain Sounds. But next, it is Smarter Than Who. If you want to take us on, 13, 12, 16, tickets to Hoyts in Erina. Simple one, you just pick myself or Ash to go up against in Smarter Than Who. Call now, we play next.
Smarter Than Who.
Matty is in Lizaro. Morning, Matt.
How you going?
Good, Matt.
Welcome to the show.
Now, do you want to play me or Gordy?
I'll go Ash.
Oh, yes. I like
it. I'm nervous. I feel sick now.
Take her down a peg, Matty. All right, here we go.
Hey, Matt, can you just turn your radio down, please?
Yeah, it's down, yeah.
There we go. Great, mate. All right. It is a best of five situation. Buzz in with your name if you think you know the answer to the question. And we're going to see if Matty at Lizaro is smarter than Ash. Question number one. Justin Timberlake's new album is called Man of the What?
Matt.
Matt's in.
Moment.
Man of the Moment. That is a damn good guess, but it is incorrect. It is Man of the Woods. First point to Ash. What nation precedes two-thirds of the world's... That's a hard question. What nation produces two-thirds of the world's vanilla?
Madagascar. Ash.
Ash? Yes?
Yes.
You want to say Madagascar? That is correct. Gia, what kind of a question is that? Who's going to know who produces the world's vanilla?
Madagascan vanilla. It's a well-known thing. It's a flavour. It's everywhere.
Never bloody heard of it. All right. Here we go. Question number three. How many planets in the solar system?
Ash. Eight.
She's taking a guess at eight.
Literally just guessed.
You're guessing at eight, are you?
Yeah.
Wild guess at eight.
Wild guess.
I can see the gloating now. It's bloody eight. Damn it. They're tough questions, Matt, I've got to say.
Matt,
I'm going to have a chat to producer G. That is tough, man. I'm with you on that. I wouldn't have got any of those. Let's give Maddie the tickets to the movies anyway.
You get them anyway, Matt.
No one is a loser when you listen to this show. We got tickets to Hoyts at Erina, tickets from $9.90, and off to the movies on that one.
I absolutely cleaned up.
Honestly, can we? Who produces the most vanilla and planets of the solar system? I probably should know.
Oh, I know. But I'm with Maddie on that one. In whatever that class was.
Yeah, I know. I'm with Maddie on that one.
I was going to say 7, and then I'm like, nah, just say 8, Pollard, just say 8.
I was hoping I went to the next question. I'm hoping you'll get that one wrong. But anyway, smarter than who? I lost yesterday, Ash won today, so you're off to a good start this week, mate. Well done.
Get up with Gaunty and Ash Pollard. CFM.
We all need a feel-good story. Yeah, you want a feel-good story?
I love a feel-good story.
Let me give you a feel-good story. So there's a video doing the rounds at the moment of a lady by the name of Marcy and her horse Buns, and they've taken Buns to a drive-through in Pennsylvania in the States to Wendy's.
Love it.
And they've gone through the drive-through to order some Wendy's, and I love it because obviously it is going viral, but just have a listen to them walk up to the Wendy's counter and the people gather around to film and they're loving this horse in the drive-through. Take a listen.
There we are at the Wendy's in Fox Chapel. And Marcy and the Buns gonna do their order.
Hello.
Hi.
Can we get a small chocolate frosty for Buns, please?
They're getting the frosty for the horse.
There's that guy in the background. He's lost it.
This guy's sitting in the car. It's nighttime. He's sitting in the car, and this horse just rocks up through the drive-thru, and he's losing his mind, this guy.
Oh, so good.
They do get the frosty for Buns, the horse, and they ride off into the distance with it.
There's Buns and his frosty. What do you think, Buns? You got your frosty.
Look at that dude. He's like, what the...
This is great.
Everyone's loving it. I see plenty of horses around the coast. I mean, if we can just get up a crew and just, I don't know.
Dude, Mac has run.
Go down to our local McDonald's and drive on through on the horse, it'd be great. I was looking into the story, though, and Marcy actually works with horses, and Buns, the horse, actually, I've got it written down here. I'll just give it to you. Hang on. Buns, the horse, was... here we go.
Like a racehorse?
No, so it said Buns the horse used to be very nervous and had trouble walking in, you know, different terrains, but she's worked with him until it gets to a point where he can handle situations.
So that's part of his rehab.
It's part of the rehab to get out and about.
To go and get a frosty.
Yes. Although, watching the video.
What?
Buns is stinging a little bit.
What do you mean?
He's not happy.
Isn't he?
Well, they say the frosty is for Buns, but I clearly see Marcy riding
on. Yeah.
Marcy is clearly drinking Buns frosty, and it's purely for video purposes only.
New to CFM for 2018. Get up with Gaunty and Ash Pollard.
All right, 6:34 for your Tuesday morning. We've got your tickets to Mountain Sounds on the show if you want to go along this weekend, so keep listening. We're going to have Peking Duck on the show as well today in the lead up to that, so stick around.
Hey, you know I love a bit of Google Doctor, right?
Yeah.
Absolutely love it.
Everyone does.
Yeah, and I have done a bit of Googling and have found myself another diagnosis for something unusual that I have, as well as misophonia, which I was telling you about the other day.
Which is the hatred of sound. Which is interesting given that you work in radio, which is purely sound.
Sound. It's quite the conundrum, let me tell you.
Does that laugh of yours annoy you as well? Does your own laugh annoy you? Do you
honestly,
go,
oh, can
man,
I
I'm
tell
annoyed.
You?
I'm every, annoyed and laughing at the same time.
Every time I laugh, I'm like, shut up, Pollard.
That's
I am, because I know it sounds stupid.
Is that a little voice in your head, is it?
I'm like, you just sound like a witch.
Sometimes when you hear our bits and pieces, you're like, man, my laugh is annoying.
It is. I know it is.
Well, unless you're aware, I don't think it's as annoying as some getting around.
All right, good.
I like the cackle. Cackle away.
Thank you.
Makes me sound funnier than I actually am, which is great.
Hey, anyway, look.
Yes.
We digress, but I have a psychological disorder. It's a serious psychological disorder, and I'd like to share it with you after this.
You're going to tell us what else is wrong with you next, eh?
Yep.
Okay.
Let's go. Get up with Gaunty and Ash Pollard. CFM.
Mate.
Yeah.
I have a psychological disorder.
You don't say.
Thank you.
No, sorry. You led me into that. I apologise.
Thank you.
Thank you.
It is called selfie-itis.
Selfie-itis.
Bum, bum, bum. Where's the sound effect?
You didn't
that would have been
it.
Good.
Sorry, mate.
Damn it, because I didn't realise I'd be got so rin, convincing
rin,
with that.
Rin. Selfie-itis.
Anyway, selfie-itis is a proper psychological disorder.
What do they say about it?
It's literally taking too many selfies, and it is a big problem.
Yeah.
If you have a look at my Instagram, ashpollard_, you will see that every single picture on my Instagram features me. And more often than not, I've taken the pic.
Quick question. Why do you have 2 underscores on the back of your Instagram?
Because someone else had taken Ash Pollard.
Really?
Yes.
And what pics are on that?
I don't know.
I've got to check
there's
that
like
out.
There's a race car driver whose name's Ash Pollard.
Oh, is there?
In America,
oh, interesting.
Yeah.
All right, I'm going to have a look at that. Okay, well, I'm no psychologist, okay?
Okay.
But let's dig a little as to why every damn photo of yours is a selfie.
Because I'll tell you something for nothing, right?
Yeah.
The reason why, and this sounds extremely vain, and that's fine, but the people that follow me on Instagram aren't interested in me posting pictures when I'm not in them. They want to know what I'm doing. They want to see what I'm doing.
Do they, mate? You've made that assumption? Have you surveyed them?
Yes,
have you
actually.
Said, hey guys, do you want to see more selfies
no,
of me?
No, all you need to do is look at your insights, and I've done a test. I've done testers.
All right, and so when they're of you, you get more interaction on
yes,
them, is that right?
A lot.
And does
more.
That, okay, with the selfie-itis, does that feed some sort of want to post those things to get those interactions, or should you be like, who cares? Are you feeding some sort of feeling without even knowing it?
Look. I don't really have selfie-itis, okay?
Yes, you do.
No,
mate. Yes,
I
you do.
Don't.
And you're not alone. I will say there is a lot of people that would be listening right now that they're mad for a selfie.
I can say that I'm properly addicted to my phone.
Yeah.
But I will say that I probably have a mild selfie-itis given that all of my pictures on Instagram are practically selfies.
Yes.
But these blokes in India researched this. They carried out a study with test subjects from a university and they pretty much found out that that there are 6 key indicators that they observed, you know, that pretty much said that you were, well, that you had selfie-itis.
Yep. Do you want to give us any of those 6?
Yeah, I will. Social competition, the desire for likes on social media. That's a proper thing these days.
Yeah,
so people
post
and they're obsessed with the amount of likes.
And this is the sad thing, Pollard. Who gives us stuff?
Mate,
what people, you know, I don't care.
But you gotta, I know, because that's not our generation. You have to understand that this is
but
this generation.
Yeah, I know, and that's what's bloody sad for the kids, mate, is
it's
that
sad.
They're all competing with each other
yes,
for
I
likes
know,
and
I know.
All they care about in life when you say, what do you want to be when you grow up, is famous and an Instagram nobody.
Can you put a sock in it and I'll read the other 5?
No, I'm telling you right now. I'm saying to you what people think. No one cares if you've got selfies on or not, honestly.
The other one is environmental enhancement, so creating memories of a place that you want to show everybody. So I want to show you that I went and stayed at, I don't know, Crown Plaza down at Terrigal.
Yeah, it's showing off.
Yeah. Attention seeking on social media, similar to what I just said.
Yeah.
Mood modification, so taking selfies to relax or come out of a depressive state. Can you believe that?
Yeah. Make you feel better.
Self-confidence, that's an obvious one, and subjective conformity, so fear of not gaining acceptance from your friends and peers and all that sort of stuff if a selfie is not taken.
So can we go back a minute where you said you don't have selfie-itis and just tick off a few of those things? Because everyone that you said...
Because I have a fear of not gaining acceptance.
No, well, not every single one, but there was a few there that I went... yeah.
So the study, can I just tell you, there were 700 participants in this study and they were aged between 18 and 30.
Right.
And these people took selfies every single day, like 8.
Yes.
Some of them took as many as 8 per day. So
can you do me one
Can
quick
I just
favor?
Tell you? Wait, one more thing.
Yeah.
Men were found to be more obsessive than women.
Really?
Yep.
That's interesting. That's an interesting one. Do me a quick favour.
Yeah.
Just go into your album section of your phone, you know where your photo save.
Yep.
And then if you scroll down the album section, there's one called Selfies, which is one that you've used for your selfie camera. I can tell you right now.
You're going to laugh your head off.
Yep. I've got, now this is going, this is over almost 2 years,
yep.
560. And that's with me, with Jamie, me with whoever. How many selfies do you have in that?
959.
And is that in a month or is that in a day?
No, that's the same as you.
Is it?
Yeah. See? And they're all of me and Pete.
There's a lot of angles on one particular, you know, shot. You don't need to take 17 photos of one situation. Just one will do.
No, you hold it down. You know, if you hold it down, it takes about like 69,000 in one go.
Oh, yeah.
So you can move around.
Yeah, I'll tell you that right now. It's not needed, mate. It is not needed.
Let's go. Get up with Gondi and Ash Pollard, CFM.
Now, look, I'm looking forward to this update this morning.
Are you?
I have not seen a second of I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here. I have not read one news story, and I've heard there's two new celebrities who have gone into the jungle. Is that true?
It is.
Okay, well, that's what I want to know, who's gone in with this. Now, look, we are tight for time this morning, so you've literally got 30 seconds to get us up to speed with what's going on with I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here. Good to go?
Yep.
Your 30 seconds starts now.
Yet another plot twist in the jungle. The late Princess Diana's butler, Paul Burrell, has entered as an intruder, as well as British reality TV star Vicky Paterson. Josh and the Melbourne housewife compete in a challenge, inevitably winning a measly 2 stars. Simone was challenged to take as many stealth selfies as she could without her campmates knowing. She succeeded and won chocolates and fizzy drink for her camp.
10 seconds.
So much riveting content last night. This is Ash Pollard. I'm a Celebrity. Get me out of here.
You still got 5 seconds if you want to use it for anything.
Nah,
you're done.
How good?
Just tell me quickly.
What?
Give me the 2 celebrities again.
Paul Burrell. So he was Diana's
butler. Stop the applause. Never heard of the guy.
Diana's butler, and she was the footman to the Queen.
Diana's butler.
Yep.
This is where we're, this is the celebrities where.
And
Diana's butler.
Yeah.
So.
He's famous over there because because he wrote a book and I don't like him necessarily because he is making money off the royal family. I don't think that's kosher.
Next, we're going to get the guy that walks the Rock's dog.
And you know Vicky Paterson?
Who's Vicky Paterson?
She gets more.
Oh, is she from Geordie Shore?
Yes.
Really?
She walks into the jungle yesterday. She's like, yeah, right, how are you doing?
I do like
I'm Vicky Paterson and I get mortal.
I don't mind Geordie Shore. That really mixed things up in there.
Yeah. Okay. Well, now she's a television star, television presenter over there.
And are you happy with these 2 additions? Pretty happy with it, Nat?
Quite frankly, I'm a little bit bored.
Oh, yeah? You're bored, yeah.
Bored.
Yeah. I look forward to your next one, mate.
Can I just say, I've got to stay up until 9 p.m. watching
this. Do you?
Yes.
What day is it today? It's Tuesday.
Because they don't. Even if I pretended to watch it and jumped up in the morning and did a quick Google search, there's nothing on it in the morning.
It's on again tonight, isn't it?
Yeah, but I can't not watch it because I have to get. They don't do recaps.
I'll leave it up to you if you want to do this segment again tomorrow night. I'm happy to leave
it. The people want it. The people have voted.
There was also people that said they didn't want it as well.
Yeah, but the percentage
majority,
of people,
yeah, okay, you're right, yeah, okay.
I've got to keep the Senny Coasters happy.
All right.
Okay.
We'll do it again tomorrow?
Yep.
30 seconds on the clock.
Get up with Gondi and Ash Pollard, CFM.
Can we get a listen to the audio of Matty Graham, Narara local Central Coast guy, bringing home the first medal for Australia in the Winter Olympics last night in the men's moguls?
That is a clean run. Fantastic. Look at the reaction from the Australian and the Aussie crowd. It's Kingsbury's gold medal and Matt Graham of Australia has taken silver in the men's moguls.
What a moment.
Imagine that.
Proud
Imagine
moment.
That.
Just missed out on that gold too.
Yeah, but silver, come on.
His sister joins us on the show right now, Heidi O'Neill. Morning, Hides.
Heidi.
Morning, how are you?
We're good, mate. You must be pumped for Maddie. What a moment.
Oh, I'm so happy for him and, oh, words can't even describe it at the moment.
I got goosebumps listening to that audio, I really do. I'm not even related to him. I mean, you must be really feeling it. But how come you're not there? Why did you go over? Pyeongchang.
Unfortunately, I couldn't go over. I have a one-year-old at home and I'm pregnant with another one, so...
Makes it tough. Yep.
Did your parents go over?
Yeah, our whole family's over there. So mum and dad, brother and my other brother and sister, my nan and pop. You know, his girlfriend.
Oh wow!
His best friends and
You've just dropped the bombshell on us. Our producer G is single, and Valentine's Day we're trying to find her a date, and she's the same age as Maddie, and we were going to ask if he was single, but he's not.
Oh no! Unfortunately, he's taken by an amazing girl called Jess. So yeah,
Jess, lovely.
When she's very, very supportive, and
can you hear that though?
Really,
can you hear
really,
that?
Really good.
Can you hear that, Heidi?
What was that?
Can you hear that? It's the sound of Gia's heartbreaking.
Oh no, yeah. I feel terrible now.
Nah, it's fine. No, it's all good, Heidi. Hey, so have you spoken to Maddie since he won the medal?
I obviously messaged him last night, but he would have had so much media work going on and I haven't spoken to him yet. So I spoke to him yesterday morning, or his morning yesterday, wishing him luck, but I haven't spoken to him yet. So I just want to be able to give him a cuddle, but I can't do that till he gets home, which is a little bit challenging. But,
so what does that mean for him now after he's finished that race? He's taking home silver. Has he got any more races to go before he comes back?
So he comes back on... He's coming back actually on Friday. Friday morning he'll be back home. Believe it or not, he has to go back to uni, which, you know, I think is a little bit crazy.
Yep.
He needs to go back to uni and then he... stays home for a week and then he heads back to Japan for another World Cup.
What's he studying?
He's studying engineering.
This guy,
he's amazing.
I love him.
Yeah, Matty Graham.
He's got some brains.
Doesn't he? But he's driven and he just gets the job done. What a champion.
Love that.
Actually, Gaundy has a question about training.
What's my question about training?
Where do you train?
Oh, I just wonder, how do you get good at something like this? And for anyone that doesn't know what the Moguls event is, it's basically just going really fast down a massive ice hill and doing all these...
It's got bumps all over it,
and you've really got to stay on your feet. I mean, how did he get into the sport growing up in Narara on the Central Coast?
I guess as like little kids, we all went down to the snow. We went down for weekend trips, you know, with mum and dad. We all... you know, did it, weekend trips, and then mum and dad actually bought a unit in Jindabyne.
Yep.
Because we all loved it so much. Mum and dad loved it, and we all knew it was a family sport we could get into. And Matt, you know, he was a good little skier. He's good at anything. And then he saw people mogul skiing and started doing Winter Sports Club and then got into that. And then, yeah, and just saw, so many people saw potential in him when he was a little boy. And, you know, it's not just, you know, on the snow work, it's a lot of, you know, water ramp training, so jumping into dams, you know, travelling overseas, it's a lot of gym work, like it's so much work on their body that it's just challenging and so hard for them.
And Heidi, being his sister, when you guys hit the slopes together, when he first, I imagine he was pretty good at it from the get-go, were you kind of like, all right, mate, calm down, stop showing off, all right, we know that you're good?
Yeah, I guess. There's always been rivalry.
always is. There always
is. In our family, yeah. With anything. We all used to, you know, be competitive sailors, and we all used to mogul ski as well. So we were all very high up in that athlete level. We all used to travel like he did. And Matt, just being Matt, wanted to be the best brother or sister there could be, and I guess just took over. And, we all just support him. And, you know, he's such an incredible person as well, like, just with everything.
I'll tell you one thing, Heidi. No one gets to that position without the support of their family, and you guys have, by the sound of things, helped him achieve his dreams. And he set out to get a medal, and he's got one. So it's an amazing achievement, and you should all be proud.
Oh, yes. Last night I was just sitting there behind the TV screen, and, you know, I'm minding my parents' house at the moment for them, and I was just, in tears, and I had phone calls and I couldn't answer them because I was just crying, and, you know, it's just happiness, tears, and we're so proud of him that it's, you know, words can't even describe it. And, you know, second place is such an achievement, and next to his best mate as well, which is even better. And
well, look, so close to gold, and he's young enough to go again on the next one in 4 years' time, so he can go one better and get the gold, there's no doubt about that. And if all doesn't work out in the mogul skiing world, he can get a job as a Bear Grylls impersonator, because he is a young-looking Bear Grylls from the picture we've seen. It is uncanny.
Yeah, he'd be super happy. He'll be home soon, and I assure you, last night he would have had a few, you know, a drink to celebrate and enjoy everything, and I don't even think it would have... It's been sunken into him quite yet either, so...
Well, we appreciate your time this morning, Heidi. Thanks for joining us on the show, and we look forward to having him on our show when he's back next week.
That's all right. Thank you.
Bye, Heidi.
New to CFM for 2018. Get up with Gordy and Ash Pollard.
Mountain Sounds, it's on this weekend. If you want to go along, we've got your tickets. After 8 o'clock this morning, we're going to chat to Ruben for Peking Duck, and we'll give some tickets away. Just after 8, we've got a double pass every day this week if you want to go along. Next on the show, a little something that's making a few people around here nervous.
Including me.
Including yourself. Even to the point where Boss Yamo says, I don't reckon you should do it. And I'm doing it as a little social experiment and a little bit of... I actually don't know why I'm doing it. But...
give us a tease.
Well, I don't want to... I don't think anyone's going to call. But what I will say is that... The segment is called Offend Gordy. Okay? And it's based around the premise that I think people are far too offended, far too easily in 2018. And people, I mean, there are topics that genuinely are offensive, and that's fair enough. But people, you know, they get offended over the tiniest little things. Move on. You know, water off a duck's back, that kind of stuff. So I even said to you, I said, it was an off-the-cuff comment. I said, I don't think I can be offended. I said, there's nothing you could say to me that would offend. And then now it's turned into a segment.
You've opened up a can of worms here, mate, and I hope you're ready for whatever comes.
Oh, man. My brother-in-law just I'm messaged. Nervous. My brother-in-law just messaged. Pommy Gareth, can I call?
Do you know what? Quite frankly, I'd rather it be family members.
Would you?
Yeah, than it would just the general public, because I don't want your feelings to get hurt.
Look, it does make me nervous, but I also, I truly, when I say, I live by the fact that if I read something that's negative against me, I laugh at that person. Like, they've taken time out of their day to write about me. Like,
it's a compliment.
You know what I mean?
No, like, it's not.
You've taken time out of your day, you fool, to write something. So... social experiment.
Okay, so on 13, 12, yeah. 16, you want someone to call up and try and offend you.
It can be trivial. Yep. Maybe we'll get my brother-in-law on the phone. Boss
and,
Yamo.
And let's keep this G-rated.
Boss Yamo said don't do it, but he also said, can I come
well,
in?
Since
and...
when have we ever done what Yamo says?
No, but he also said, can I come in and offend you? And I said, please. The door is open, ready to be offended. 13, 12, 16.
Get up with Gordy and Ash Pollard. CFM.
A little bit nervous.
A little bit nervous about this segment.
Well, I've opened up the phone lines, 13, 12, 16, and I've said I feel like people are offended too easy these days. They're a little too sensitive, and I even said a little off-the-cuff comment, I think it was in the studio, where I said, I don't think I can be offended. And now we're here, and we're potentially eyeing down a segment called this.
It's time to offend Gordy.
I find that offensive.
So I open up the lines, and also the reason I wanted to throw out this social experiment, Ash.
Yep.
Is because I also think people are keyboard warriors in 2018.
Yes.
And they like to hide behind a keyboard and have their say. And I'm not basing this off seeing a lot of stuff negative about myself or anything like that. I just think people find it too easy to get away with it like that. So if you open up the lines and say to my face, mate.
Except they're not. They're still hiding behind a phone line.
Maybe I'll sit out the front of the radio station and
people can pull up and have a go.
Walk up and offend me. Now, a lot of nervous people about the segment, including yourself, Ash, because
yeah, I'm nervous.
You didn't want to hurt my feelings.
I don't want your feelings to be hurt.
Okay.
I just don't believe it's necessary. I don't even know why we're doing this segment.
Neither.
But sometimes I just have to go with the flow, because it's all about creative license here, isn't it?
Well, I don't know. I just thought I'd throw it out there. I just wanted to throw it out there to see what happens.
Yeah, look, all right, fine.
And you know what? And my keyboard warrior comments are proving true. Because,
can I just say, though, yeah, the people that call up...
Right.
If they're actually going to insult you...
Yeah.
Who are they? You know, like, who are these people?
Well, that's what I mean, and that's why...
So then that's kind of saying that these people also are a bit...
Oh, well... They can just say it jokingly. I mean, for a while...
Yeah, but to say something jokingly, there's still truth in humour.
Is there?
Yep.
Because last year it was getting around that I had a flat head. People said that I had a flat head. To the point where I'd go out and they go, Gaundy, how's the flat head?
Okay,
we had a laugh. We had a laugh.
We have somebody on the line.
You want to go to this person?
Well, why not?
Well, it has to be about me. It can't be about other people. It has to be about me.
Well, let's ask this guy, Daniel.
All right, well, Dan's in Hamlin Terrace. Morning, Dan.
Hey, Dan.
Good morning. How you doing, guys?
Good.
We're good.
So you're going to try and offend Gaundy, is that right?
Look, I don't want to offend him because it's not in my nature.
Right.
But, you know, he's put the call out there and he wants some honest feedback.
Yes.
And I just think he's a bit loose this year and, you know, like, dropped the ball a little bit. Like,
he's dropped the ball
I've
a
dropped
bit.
Dropped the ball a bit, have I, mate?
Yeah, like, you know, you just... I don't know, you're not as switched on this year for whatever reason.
Do you know what? This has nothing to do with his image. It actually has something to do with his work. And
that's fine.
I think you may have offended him. Because his work is very important to him, Dan.
Right.
Well, I'll say this, Dan. That's Ash speaking on behalf of herself. I'm not offended.
Excuse me.
I'm not
you
offended.
You do take your work quite seriously. You're very passionate about this
yeah,
job.
Yeah, I am. But that doesn't mean I have to believe what Dan believes.
Correct. Based
purely because Dan doesn't see the work behind the scenes.
Oi! He's having... You got excuses now. So you're offended. You got him, Dan. You got him.
Come to the radio station and say that, Dan. Dan, okay, well, give me, like, do I want to...
Pointers?
Do I want to get
tips?
More into this or what? Yeah, give me more than that, Dan.
Just, you know, like, you have to kind of, how can I put it? When you say a joke and it sort of doesn't go down too well, then you sort of have to give the punchline, like, a second time.
I've got to give the punchline. That's because I'm working with Ash and everything needs to be explained again.
Sorry, that's my fault, Daniel.
No, it's not Ash. I've been listening. You're doing a great job. Don't
Thank
turn
you.
Around, Gordy.
Thank you.
Well, this has just turned into compliments for Ash. I mean, this is...
I quite like you, Dan.
Next week, let's just do compliments for Ash and I'll just sit over here and... Put no
and
work,
work
in
out your punchlines.
Yeah, no work, according to Dan.
Get up with Gaundy and Ash Pollard, CFM.
Why is our boss Yammo sitting in the studio right now? Hello, mate.
Hey, mate, how are you going?
You heard we just did offend Gaundy, where I said people could call up and offend me because I think people are too sensitive.
Yeah.
And I will be honest, my underarms are a little bit sweaty. but you've walked in, you've lined up, and you want to have your say, do you?
Oh, look, you know, if you have the invitation open, I'm happy to try and...
There are a few people interested in offending
there's a
you
long
this morning.
List of people, long, there's a queue outside the studio, so if you're willing...
Alan, one of the producers, wants to try to offend me as well, mate.
Hi, Gaundy.
Hello, mate.
Every time you smile, I have to wear my Ray-Bans.
Yeah!
50 Shades of White.
Don't be hating. Don't be jealous.
I'll jump on the back of that one.
Jump
on it.
Oh, you guys are all using the white strips to whighten your teeth, you fools.
I can keep going. If you
don't
want.
Need to.
I won't.
I've got perfectly nice teeth. Riverside Dental. Thanks for the compliment, I'll say.
Nice.
Alan.
Thanks for the compliment.
All right, let's get Yammo's...
You still get riled
up. Not offended.
Slightly.
Straight after this, Yammo lining up to have his say.
Get up with Gaundy and Ash Pollard, CFM.
Started a new little segment. I think it might be a one-off segment. It's Offend Gaundy.
It's time to Offend Gaundy.
I find that offensive.
And I'm doing it because I think people are too sensitive. They get offended too easy in 2018. And I don't feel like there's anything you can say to me to offend me. I just don't get offended. Although Yammo did say I had a shiny forehead, and that's offensive to shiny people out there. I mean, I don't know how they're going to feel about that, Yammo. If you're a shiny person, you might be offended by those comments.
You're shiny because I think you're sweating. I mean, this is really
you're
stressing you out.
I haven't seen
you perspire so much before.
All right, mate. Well, I'm gonna stand here, Boss Yammo, one-on-one. I'm going to stand here and you can just fire anything at me and I will not be offended.
Okay, this is. I quickly ran around the office and asked a few people.
Oh, did you?
Okay. Yeah, and I was really surprised. Actually, I had a lot of takers on suggestions on what I could say to you.
Quick to get on it, were they?
Yeah. Oh, they just went, "Hey, Matt, what about this? What about this? What about this?" A lot of people, you know, know you very well.
Hit me with it, mate. And Ash didn't want to do this segment because you didn't want to hurt my feelings. I appreciate that, Ash.
I've got your back.
That's nice.
Yes.
That is nice of you, but I can take it.
Okay, you're a tough man, which is great. You're a tougher man than I.
That's a compliment.
Okay. Here's the first one. You ready?
Yep.
You look funny in shorts.
Well, that is offensive to people who wear shorts, and I won't stand for that.
Except he's saying it to you.
Yeah, you.
Yeah.
You look shorts. Funny in shorts.
Yeah, but if I look funny in shorts, there's other people that do, and how dare you offend those people.
Okay. Below. Your car is too small.
I will agree with that. It is a hairdresser's car. The Taylor Suzuki Swift needs to go.
Whoa. Now you're offending hairdressers.
Oh, that is so true. I do apologise to the hairdressers out there. I did not mean to hurt your feelings. If you drive a Swift and you're a hairdresser, you know exactly. No, you know who I'm talking to.
Yeah.
I need a new car.
Yeah, Mo?
Your Instagram posts are boring.
I will agree. I'll have to jump on the back of that one.
He's cringing on that one. He's holding it well.
Not offended.
Well,
not offended. Not offended by that whatsoever. I take no pride in my Instagram at Gawndy, G-A-W-N-D-Y.
You're doing really well. You're doing really well.
That's offensive to people with Instagram, but yep.
It's like a form of torture, this, isn't it?
Yeah, what else you got?
Okay, last one.
Yeah.
You scratch your nether regions too often when talking to people.
Yes, he does! Oh, my God! He actually does. Did you know that?
Yeah, I do, because my nana tells me all the time. Nan always says, "Can you please not do that in front of me?" So I apologise to you, Nan, and I apologise to you.
I'm dead.
Let's go. Get up with Gawndy and Ash Pollard, CFM.
This weekend, Mountain Sounds Festival. I'm going with a big crew of people on Friday. I can't wait.
How many are we talking?
I reckon there's a bus of 10 or 12 of us.
Like dudes?
No, it's a mix. Yeah. And it's dress up day on Friday too for Mountain Sounds. So.
According to you, or just is that Mountain Sounds?
No, that's Mountain Sounds on Friday's a bit of a dress up day.
Like anything you want.
Yeah, I think there is a theme. It's like a party kind of theme, you know. Just I'll get you the theme for Friday. But
thanks.
Saturday night Peking Duck play, and Ruben joins us on the show right now. Morning, Ruben.
Hey, how we doing?
Good, man.
Good.
How you going?
Yeah, not too bad.
Where do we find you, mate? Where in the world is Peking Duck right now?
We're in Sydney Town at home. Since we've been home, it's nice.
I cannot follow you guys on Instagram anymore. When your stories come up, I got to flick by it because too much fun and it makes me jealous of my own life, of your life and sad about my own. You guys have too much fun.
Oh, no.
Yep.
No, all the funnest things in our lives happen when it's literally just walking down the street. I mean, there is nothing extravagant about our Instagram life or any part of our life.
Hey, tell me something for nothing. Peking Duck, where on earth did you decide, did you find that name? Well, no, but you actually called it after Peking Duck, the food.
Ash has gone back to the days when you guys first started doing interviews and getting asked about your name.
Because I don't know this stuff. Why can't I ask that?
Many people probably don't know. It was amongst the many a drunken nights with many a drunken friends, and it just became a saying for like one of our mates, Brent, whenever he'd had too many beers, he'd end up Peking Duck. And that was when he was peeking so hard that he was pulling a duck face and not even moving from the corner of the room.
Thank you, and it makes so much sense. Did you know that, Gawndy? I bet you didn't.
To be honest, I thought it was about the food, and I thought Ash got involved because she does fancy herself in the kitchen, so I thought that's why she took a bit of interest to it.
Just slowly became a saying, and we're like, yeah, look, oh, Dave's going to be Peking Duck tonight. And then eventually, we had a song ready for iTunes, and we're like, oh, we'll just call it Peking Duck, because it was very nightclubby music, and it was very much a one to pull a duck face and sit in the corner of the room going, whoa, what's going on?
Here's one I'm interested in, Ruben. What other names did you come close to, if not Peking Duck? What else was in the bag?
Well, no, nothing.
No, that was it. it was just that came to mind, and you just that'll do.
I mean, well, we just thought it would just, you know, be for one song, and then we'll change it to the second song, and then by the second song, Reddy's put out, we're like, oh, it's sort of too late now, isn't it?
Just
and now
it.
It's definitely too late to change it. But yeah, there was definitely no other. I don't know. I'd never thought about it, really.
So you guys have just been revealed as the secret headliner for Mountain Sounds Festival.
Correctamundo.
How sick is that? Well, Gaundy's so excited.
So sick.
I'm pumped for this weekend,
I mean,
mate.
We've known about it for quite a while. So it's not really news to us. But I'm guessing in Sunny Coast, it's pretty exciting. And we're so pumped. Excuse my friend.
Fine, mate.
Lucky we can beep that out.
Nah, go for it. Go mad.
Yeah. Beep me.
Hey, Ash went to R&B Vine Days on the weekend just gone in Melbourne, and she almost got in a fight with a dude. Her boyfriend got up and threw a drink in this guy's face because he was pestering Ash. Have you got any tips for any festival goers? You know, when you look out in the crowd and, I mean, people go hard to your music. Do you ever look out and go, gee, these people are going too hard sometimes?
I don't know how that stemmed off throwing a glass of something in someone's face.
I know, but that's Gaundy for you.
I don't know. I'm just
glad when you heard about some violence, you thought about our set.
No, not your set.
Gaundy's peaking duck
he's
right now.
Fun-loving. Our set is a fun-loving time, and there is a strict no throwing drinks in someone's face, and if I see that happen, I'm going to stop the music right there and then.
See, that's the message. Say, that's the message I was trying to get across.
It's all about love, yeah.
Exactly.
Everybody, reach into your pocket, pull out some cake, and share it with the person next to you, because it's all about love.
Well, that's what we love to hear, mate, and that's the message I was trying to get out there before the weekend. But massive lineup.
And by the way, everyone should be carrying a little bit of banana bread or cake on them, by the way, because I just realised how ridiculous that sounded.
For moments like that.
Or you could just do the Steve Aoki, come out and throw a cake. Just pick someone in the crowd.
Yes. Whoever's looking a little bit rowdy, I'm going to be like, hey, mate, you're getting kegged. And then they'll chill out for a sec. But, yeah, I guess my hot tip for festival goers is actually, like, take a little thing of sunscreen, because probably you're going to get fried. And and drink heaps of water, because you're going to get
fried.
And, yeah, you're going to get dried. You're going to get dried and fried. So protect yourself. It's so easy to just drink at a festival, so maybe some waters can't hurt.
Party responsibly, Ruben from Peking Duck. Gang of Youth, Amy Shark, The Preachers, Group Love, a big lineup over 2 days, and there's still some tickets, mountainsoundsfestival.com.au. Saturday night for Peking Duck, the big one to round out the show. It's going to be huge, mate. Enjoy.
Can't wait. Ciao.
Get up with Gaundy and Ash Pollard.
CFM.
Just a little quick heads up for everyone. Valentine's Day's tomorrow. It must be love. Puts a lot of pressure on people, Valentine's Day.
Doesn't it?
It is tomorrow.
Do you reckon it does?
Oh, yeah. People will be scrounging around today trying to find stuff for their partner.
It's silly. You know, just a nice little letter or a card would suffice with some well-thought-out words inside,
okay.
I think.
Yeah, it's the thought that counts.
It is the thought that counts. Yeah. I don't think you need to go out and spend a whole lot of money. Just a bit of a night.
Just ask the parents that used to get that spray-painted shell thing from kids at school, and you're like, oh, remember, do you ever do that as a gift?
Oh, like the pastor card?
Yeah, that you made yourself. I swear parents go, great, thanks.
Thanks, darling.
Buy me a Dad of the Year cup next time, kid. I can get more use out of that. Let's get a quick update from our producer, Gia, because she is single on our team, and we did make her post her own bio to the Facebook page to see what love might be out there on the coast.
And the constant mentions of me being single really helps the self-esteem as well, guys. Cheers.
Do you like being
single? Sometimes being single is awesome, actually.
Yeah.
I went to the shops yesterday. I was telling you, I went to the shops. I was like, what am I doing tomorrow? Nothing. I'm booking in a massage. That's what you can do when you're a single gal.
She's treating herself, Pollard.
I am. So you did a post yesterday of your availability.
I did, and there's overwhelming response. Like, I was sitting there going, oh, my God, freaking out. Yeah. But One of the latest ones is actually quite intriguing. He has laid out in dot points why I should pick him.
And can you rattle some dot points?
Give us a couple.
Can hold a handstand. Tick.
Okay.
Nose pie up to 63 decimal places.
What?
Tick.
Oh!
Like maths pie. He must be smart. Yeah. Loves Disney movies, coffee, which is one of the things I
can
said.
Can I give you a dot point?
Go.
Has a sense of humour.
Yeah.
He does.
Oh. What are we looking at?
Is he hot?
Has he got a good face? Good beak?
Oh, it's not about the looks, guys.
Isn't it, mate?
Yes, it is.
It's not.
Come on.
But it is.
Look, it really is about what's inside.
No, it is.
Sure.
It's about what's inside, Ash. You're right.
You're avoiding the question. Is this a chance? Dot point guy.
Very potentially.
Oh! Woo! It must be love. Valentine's Day tomorrow. So you've done your own bio on the Facebook page. Can you now do your own back-end work and message that guy?
Are you going to do it?
I need you to wingman me, Gordy.
Okay.
Or Ash.
No, I reckon I'd be the wingin.
Yeah.
I'm a really good wing woman.
Wing woman. I can see that.
I am. I'm very subtle.
So what are you going to do? You're going to jump on the CFM Facebook page and message this bloke?
First of all, I'm going to scope him. I'll do a bit of scoping. And I'll give it the thumbs up or thumbs down.
And for anyone else that wants to go check out point.guy, you can go to our Facebook page and see.
Point.
What did I say? Point.guy.
Yeah.
Dot point guy, whatever it is. Could this be a thing for Valentine's Day tomorrow? You need to get working on it, Ash, because it's tomorrow morning.
I know.
So, I'm excited. I love love, guys. Isn't it great?
I love love too.
We all love love, right? Gia?
Yes. Yeah, right.
She's not so optimistic as me, but we will keep you up to date with that. She could have a date tomorrow. This could be a thing
for
me.
This is cool. Oh, you're going to have to cancel that massage.
No, never.
He'll give you one, I'm sure.
She'll
take that.
Let's go.
Get up with Gondi and Ash Pollard. CFM.
Hopeless blokes, mate. You're a bit of a hopeless bloke.
Yep.
You're not good with the tools around the house.
Wouldn't say I'm not good. I'm not amazing. I can get the basics.
Okay, so what sort of things do you call out for?
Good question. Plumbing. Yeah, okay, plumbing.
Cleaning the house, changing, like, building stuff.
Get the cleaner occasionally, but otherwise keep it pretty clean myself.
Yeah.
Maybe I'm better than I thought at the house stuff. I mean, I hung a mirror recently. So
put a nail in the wall.
Yeah, but you've got to find the right spot in the wall and then you've got to nail that bit and bang, mirror goes up. So it just takes me a while.
Okay. So hopeless blokes. There's nothing wrong with it, right? And I didn't really realise that I'd been hanging around with hopeless blokes for quite some time until I met Pete. And over the weekend, he was not a hopeless bloke at all.
Well, he's a builder. He owns a building company, so you'd want him to be pretty handy.
Yeah, but I haven't ever been with, like, a hopeless bloke. I have been with a hopeless bloke until Pete.
Mm.
This weekend, he gets amongst it, does everything around the house, and I'm sort of inside working away on my computer thinking, my God, this bloke, he's just getting amongst it. He's doing everything. It was hot. Because all the blokes I've been with previously were absolutely and utterly hopeless. I would do all the work. I would nail the nails in the wall to hang the paintings. I'd change the light bulbs. I'd go to Bunnings and hire all the equipment to do the hedging. Once I hired a drop saw to build myself a TV cabinet. From scratch.
You're building TV cabinets?
Yeah, I built a TV cabinet.
Let's go to Harvey Norman, mate.
No, because I couldn't be bothered to go to IKEA and put together one myself. I wanted to actually see if I could build one. And I built a TV cabinet. Successfully.
Okay.
And then my boyfriend at the time went to IKEA and bought another one because we needed another one for another room. He put it together and he couldn't even put it together.
Right.
Hopeless.
Yeah.
Anyway, I just thought to myself, are there any women out there who want to stitch up their bloke this morning, call him out for being hopeless, because I do believe it's a bit of a thing these days. There are a lot of guys out there who are lame.
Well, there's a lot of expectation on being a guy, and just because I'm a guy doesn't mean I was born with the skills to, you know, make a TV cabinet, as you would say.
So all boys aren't...
Or any interest in it. What, just because I'm a male, I've got to be interested in building something? It's like saying, oh, you're a lady, you need to be interested in dresses.
I just thought it came naturally.
No, you need to be into dresses and whatever else comes with being a lady, heels and all this sort of stuff. Because I'm a bloke, I'm expected to be a handyman.
Mate. you said earlier on in Offend Gaundy that you wouldn't be offended, but is really quite offending you.
I'm not offended. It's just an expectation that some blokes can't live up to.
And that's okay. Like, I'm not getting stuck into you about being hopeless.
And I'll tell you one thing. When I call someone to come around and do something that I can't do, I make sure Jamie's not there. I make sure it's at a time when she's not home, because I don't need her sitting there seeing some guy come around doing this hard work while I go, good job, man. Well done. You've done well there. I don't know exactly.
Basically, the moral of the story is I didn't believe how hopeless the blokes I were dating were, hopeless, until I met old mate.
So you've taken this moment of the show just to give your boyfriend a bloody pump up, haven't you? You really just wanted to get on and say how good Pete is at getting around the house doing stuff.
No, I've actually taken this moment to tell you all how bloody good I am at everything. It's another ashism for you.
Oh, no. You do say this stuff jokingly, right? Please tell me you say this stuff jokingly.
Yeah.
Give Pete some credit. Don't take the credit away from Pete.
No. He's absolutely... I don't have to do any of the stuff that I was doing previously.
How does he go when you say this kind of stuff?
I don't know. He's probably not even listening.
You've never even
He's
asked.
Probably busy, like, cutting some buildings down at the moment.
Getting his hands dirty. Yeah. Getting amongst it.
Get up with Gaundy and Ash Pollard.
CFM.